One of the simplest and most expensive ways is simply buying real estate in certain school districts or paying for private schools.
It's also possible to buy classes for a test prep for the SAT and ACT. And, you know, the more you practice those tests, the better you do at them, whether or not that represents what you actually know.
Ian Bogost is chair of media studies at Georgia Tech. He writes about this issue in The Atlantic. He tells KCBS in the wake of the college admissions scandal, some schools are dropping the SATs as a requirement for admission.
So you may not have to submit an SAT, or it may only activate itself if other conditions aren't met, like, you know, a GPA or a class ranking isn't at a sufficiently high level. And for some, that might be a benefit, but in other cases, it may just be reinforcing the way the system already works.
According to the federal complaint, some families allegedly paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to have professional test takers write the SATs for their kids. Bogo says many universities are now tightening their application process, re-verifying the information they receive from the College Board. Matt Bigler, KCBS.